Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 24th day of June. And this is where I read the Bible and pray for you according to that verse. I even worded that a little differently today. Today we are in Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 21 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Meanwhile, when a multitude of many thousands had gathered together, so much so that they trampled on each other, he began to tell his disciples, first of all, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light. Whatever you have spoken in the ear, in the inner rooms, will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, don't be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he has killed has power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Aren't five sparrows sold for 2 Assyria coins? Not one of them is forgotten by God, but the very hairs of your head are all counted. Therefore, do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. I tell you, everyone who confesses me before men, the Son of Man will also confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me in the presence of men will be denied in the presence of God's angels. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but those who blaspheme against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers, and the authorities, don't be anxious how or what you will answer or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that same hour what you must say. One of the multitude said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" He said to them, "Beware, keep yourselves from covetousness, for a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things in which he possesses." He spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man produced abundantly. He reasoned within himself, saying, 'What will I do? Because I don't have room to store my crops.' He said, 'This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns, build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. I will tell my soul, soul, you have had many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You foolish one, tonight your soul is required of you. The things which you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Mind if I pray for you? Oh, Lord, I do want to be rich toward you. I want to store my treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy. But so often I'm like the guy who builds a bigger barn. I'm thinking about security. And I think that's part of having grown up in a little bit of chaos and insecurity. It is a high value of mine to have security and to have that kind of peace that comes from everything being in its place and money being stored in certain ways. And so, Lord, not in my mattress or anything, but you know what I mean. So, Lord, I just pray that you would help my husband and I to be generous in what we do. And I pray that you would help all of us within listening ears of what I'm saying to be generous people. Lord, thank you for what you said in this passage in Luke 12. We do want to be aware of the yeast of the Pharisees and that hypocrisy. Lord, we do want to fear you way more than we fear what other people think of us. Lord, we thank you today as I touch my hair and am grateful that I do have hair on my head. You have counted them all and you tell us not to be afraid. You have said that we're more valuable than the birds of the air, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you for letting us know that human beings are made in your image and you delight in them. Lord, help us to know what to speak when we need to speak it, but even when we don't, you are going to give us the words, and that is just a warning against fretting and worrying. We can, instead of worrying about what's going to happen next, we can trust you to give us the words to say in difficult situations. Lord, help us not to be greedy. Help us to be abundant in our mindset instead of having a scarcity mindset, worried about the glass half full. Help us to see you as our abundant provider, and then we are just giving from the overflow of what you've done. Lord, thank you for that, and this thank you for your provision. We are grateful for it. I pray for my friend today who maybe needs a job. I'm thinking of one person in my mind who recently lost a job, and I pray that you would super abundantly abundantly provide a new place of employment for them, and for anyone struggling financially, that you would provide for them either a new job or a new situation, or surprise them in a surprising way. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This is a listener-supported podcast. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And if you feel led by the Spirit to help this ministry, you can do so there. At $10, you'll receive a free painting every month. At $25, you will receive a secret podcast where I talk about what Jesus is doing in my life. And at $100, I will add you to my prayer team. So thank you so much for considering that. And thank you, all of you who listen to this podcast. I pray a blessing over you right now.